Anyway, this is the Talking Blues and the Woody Guthrie tradition. Rye commentary on current events. For those of you under 30, just think of it as folk rap. At the turn of the century, two ran for the presidency. One was dull, the other dumb, in the land of hee-haw. Guess who won? Hallelujah! Sticking it to ya. Texas goose step on the Constitution. Early on election eve, the nation started to believe the liberal won, so Murdoch's man said Florida had gone Republican. Illegitimable intimidation. Hanging chads and hanging justice on the highest court. You wonder how it came to be this mediocre dynasty. Well, in this country, far and wide, are folks of talent, skill, and pride. Doing politics a little different. Using corporate power to subvert the government. I say it started back when JFK got shot to death at Dallas Day. While Camelot was full in bloom in Texas, there was talk of doom. Uppity Negroes, fallen dominoes. Got to show them Uber rules who really runs the show. Moving on to 64 when LBJ signed into law the Civil Rights Act. But his pen was a spear into the heart of Southern friends. Enter Nixon. Southern strategy, George Wallace, Spiro Agnew, and the culture wars. Draft card burning women's lip like Panthers, hippies, acid trips scared the solid citizen who wanted everything like that to end. I like Ike, the Landon sisters, Step and Fetch it knew his place, and Father knew best throughout the land. So Nixon made Republicans of carpenters and factory hands, of farmers, miners, cowboys too, who wanted to believe that he was true. Law and order for the silent majority. Yeah, coming home in a body bag from Vietnam. After Tricky Dick was shamed and Scary Jerry blew the game and Jimmy fumbled piously, a man from Hollywood strode on the scene. Can-do image, family value. Yeah, trickle down money to the families of the rich. Apparently conservatives had realized that our brains are sieves with such a short attention span that a cowboy from B-movie land could rope us in.
Grand Contra? Why, I don't remember.
Huh? Oh.
It's morning in America, and have a jelly bean.
Poppy Bush came after Ron to rule our business Babylon, to raise a tax or two and then to raise some hell in desert sands. Save Kuwait,
save democracy,
save that oil for us, Abdullah. We need all you got. When Poppy stumbled at the polls, cause he could not relate to us all. Look at that, a scanning gizmo, and barfed his breakfast, no machismo there. We said, Bill, here's your cue. Roll up your sleeves and show us what a Democrat can do. But Bill's weakness was the female form, and several women caused a storm. He had a great infectious laugh and offered them positions on his staff. Monica D-pad, heading south, with pundits and preachers foaming at her mouth. Oh, right-wingers thought they cooked this goose, but Bill slipped that impeachment noose. They got so mad they popped their veins and plotted to restore the reins of government to the people. Let's see, the drug people, tobacco people, Christian Taliban, and all the spooks. So they found a guy down Texas way, gunfighter Squint, brains of hay, shot them around the primaries, and see, he doesn't sweat much on TV. First Poppy Bush, now Puppet Bush. Front man for the ones who want to turn back all the clocks. So it's hail to the thief, we cry, uncurious Georgia's now the guy to represent our USA. The ruler is terrified of democracy. Don't worry, guys, it ain't so hard. election laws and human rights is safe to disregard. On a lovely summer day, two towers smashed to ruins lay. We blame Al-Qaeda. Well, okay, but didn't we also have a role to play by insulting the billion Muslims and propping up their dictators to feed our greed for oil? So we peed our pants and passed a law that undermines what we stand for. Our Bill of Rights is shot with holes because we chose to sell our soul for safety. Or it's illusion, USA Patriot. 1984 was late by only 18 years. See, I believe that freedom's not a trinket that is cheaply bought, but most don't work for liberty. We drown in empty prattle on TV, don't we? Debit saddle, junk food addle, fat ass trusting cattle of the corporate class. Hey, if you don't like this song, too bad. I am not wrong to be the sad about my country. Tis of thee under redneck, white bread, blue nose tyranny. Freedom was never meant, dear people, to be convenient.